Hi, Wolfgang. I'm so sorry I missed your call. I apologize.
No,
is this still a
no
good
worries.
Time for you?
Yeah, I got held up just a little bit longer than expected or outside the answer.
I kind of figured that. Yeah, and I thought, well, I'll give him a call in a little bit. But you beat me to it. Okay. So, what's the best email for you?
CraftyCarpenterConspiracy@gmail.com.
CraftyCarpenterConspiracy@gmail.com. Well, you're really testing my spelling on this, huh? I'm just joking.
I like the alliteration.
I'm like, man, he's really working my spelling on this one. Good thing I was in the spelling bee contest and I won third place. I even asked my mom the other day, whatever happened to that gold medal I won? She goes, oh, I don't know. I'm all, wow, was it that important to you, huh?
Okay. I was the kid at the spelling bee that got slammed with all the ridiculously hard words.
You know what? I did good up until then. It was like, okay, are they just trying to narrow it down and just, like, end the spelling bee? Because then all the hard ones started coming. I'm like, darn, you know?
It occurred to me afterwards, I thought, they must have access to each kid's file, you know, before they
something.
Do this thing.
I think so, too. I say it's rigged.
Well, you know, probably equal opportunity.
Right.
In a way where, you know, like, you got a kid that's an ABC student, they're going to give him some of the easy words. You got a beta club kid, they're going to slam him.
I don't know. You know what? To me, I get the equal opportunity. I don't know. I have mixed feelings on it because I feel like if that person worked hard enough, it should go to the person that's qualified and worked for it, right? Not just because, we feel you're entitled, you know? I don't know. That's just my opinion.
I agree. But...
And I'm Hispanic. You know what I mean?
Right.
But that's the way I feel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So
well,
I'm going to
say
this. What's
the difference between... What's
Go
the
ahead.
Difference between Hispanic and Latino?
Okay, so Hispanic is more like Spanish. Like, my grandpas were from Mexico, but my grandmothers were born here. One was Spaniard. She wasn't Mexican. Very different.
She was actually
Spanish.
From Spain, yeah.
Her family was actually from Spain. In fact, back in the day when they came, my great-grandmother came on a boat that was like, you know, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, those kind of boats.
Yep. Yep.
She came on one like that to Louisiana and then came to Arizona and then California. Yeah. So Latino means that you're just of some Latin descent. Latino's more like your Guatemalans, your Salvadorians, you know, Colombians. Those are considered Latinos.
Right.
So I'm American, first off, but I'm of Hispanic descent is what I say because I have both of mixed groups.
I always ask that to people who claim to be Hispanic or Latino because I've asked it in a room full of both or people that claim to be both, and I could not get a definitive answer from. Nobody could agree on what was what.
Really?
So it's always a fun conversation.
Yeah, that's how I identify. Like, if you're Hispanic, it's because you're of some Mexican and Spanish descent. If you're Latino, that means that you're from the other Latin American countries. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Good question. I'm going to ask some of the people that I know, what's the difference to you? You know what I mean? I don't know. That's how my mom told me the difference was.
I was discussing racism with somebody not too long ago, and I was like, you know, we live in a world where everybody thinks it's a color, black and white are racist.
Yeah, and it's not.
Not racist. That's not a race. You know, humans are a race. Dogs are
exactly.
a race.
Exactly.
Everything else is just the color, you know?
Right. Exactly. It's funny how we stereotype too, right?
I get from
my descendants, I want to say like from the Hispanic culture, Latinos, I get that, well, you don't speak Spanish perfect. What's wrong with you? You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, so, well, because I was born here and my parents didn't teach it to me. I had to learn on my own. So you kind of get like that little bit of discriminating. It's interesting, but... I just laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I grew up in a small white town, you know, and like I'm kind of dark complexed, especially in the summertime. So all the white people thought I was Mexican.
Really?
And all the Mexicans knew I wasn't Mexican, you know. So I I'm really more Native American than anything, but I'm also too white for them. They don't even accept me. So
that's where you get the color from your Native American side. Yeah.
Yep. That's what I tell white people. I'm like, hey, you know, my language isn't even spoken outside of two states anymore. And those people don't even love me, you know?
Oh, Matt, what tribe?
I'm a descendant of the Sioux Nation people, so Dakota, those Blackfoot.
Oh, okay.
And again, if you don't grow up on the reservation, or if you're not, you know,
P's
and Q's, they don't care.
You're not recognized, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, Wolfgang, I sent you two emails. So the first email and they're both coming from Nadine Medina. The first one says Google and Facebook marketing. I put the price that I told you, $249 a month for the platinum package, month to month. Everything that we're including. Now, we're also building you a website too, right? Because I don't believe I found one for you. Or was there one that I was missing? Okay, perfect. Yeah, because we're going to make one for you. The other one says client dashboard analytics. And so what that one does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So when you're tracking your results with us, you're able to see your keywords, your profiles, view how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, how many times you came up in the Google search results, how many phone calls you're getting. So you can view all of that. Okay.
Awesome.
So I want you to be able to track that. So I just kind of sent you an example. Now, also on your phone right now, I'm going to send you another text, and this one's going to be the number to our customer service department. So we have a team here within our company that's dedicated to your account. Whenever you have a change, update, question, or concern, you're going to call our 877 number. I want you to save that number in your contacts under local splash, so this way you never lose the phone number. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. We're in California, so you're actually 3 hours ahead of me. So for you, we're always here 10 to 7, okay?
Okay.
Now, when you look at that text, I also put your login. Your login for your client dashboard, your reporting system, is your phone number, no dashes, and no one before the area code. Your password is all lowercase, one word, big leads. Okay, and it's in
big
that
leads.
Text. Yep, L-E-A-D-D-S.
Big
almost
leads,
said
bi- not big
yeah.
leagues.
I know, okay. I almost said big leagues. No, it's big, B-I-G, and then leads, L-E-A-D-S, one word, lowercase, okay?
Okay.
Now, we're going to be verifying information because I want to make sure that we list the business name correctly and phone numbers. So this phone number is the one that clients should call you on, the 931-280-3966?
Correct.
Okay. Crafty Carpenter Conspiracy. That's how you want
yes,
it to
ma'am.
Be. Okay. What is the address that's associated with the business? Because I thought I saw an address, 4325 Johnson Dairy Road.
Correct.
Okay. Apartment
275? Yep. Apartment
okay. 275. Palm Beach Gardens 33410. Okay. Now,
correct.
I'm assuming this is where you live, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to hide the address. No one needs to know where you live at. So let me
Love
hide
that.
That address. Okay. I don't know why Angie's shows it. It's really weird to me, but I mean, they, for whatever reason, they do. But
some of this stuff's a little weird to me, but you know what? They get calls coming in, so.
Good. I'm glad that you are getting something out of it, right? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear, you know? Now, Wolfgang, your name, you spell it W-O-L-F-G-A-N-G?
Correct.
Okay. And your last name? This is just for the account purpose. Okay. Wayne, W-A-
I-N-W-R-I-G-H-T.
One word, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, for the billing, the card that you're going to be using today, does that card have your name, the business name? Does it have both?
It's got my name.
Okay.
Now, I was going to ask you guys, can you do a split payment, or do I need to go drop some more money in this account? Because I, at the moment, I have money on two cards. I was going to use for this, but if need be, I can move one to the other.
Okay, I would say, because we want it to be a card that you're going to keep on file, right? If
yeah.
we do a payment on one card and then the payment on the other, it might like mix it up. So when your next payment comes out, if I need to wait a little bit for you to transfer, I can. That's not a problem. We can at least get you through the majority of it, right? The
okay.
notes and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So let me do this. How much time do you need for me to call you so that way you can do like your transfer, what you need? So that way I can just set my time here.
If you give me another, I'm on my tools right now. Give me like 30 more minutes.
Oh, that's totally fine. Do you have some time right now to at least do your notes for my technician?
Yeah.
Or do you want to call me back in like 30 minutes? And that way we just handle it all then.
Let's go ahead and do the notes.
Okay, let's do the notes. Okay, so when it comes to your services, Wolfgang, what do you want me to list? Like, what do you want to be found for? Obviously carpentry, but
yeah.
framing,
carpentry, custom carpentry, trim carpentry.
Okay.
Hardwood and laminate flooring.
Okay.
Tile and pavers.
Okay, and is this residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Both, residential and commercial.
Perfect. Okay. And it's not a requirement. I ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
No, in the process.
Okay. Beautiful. And then let's see here. So I'm going to put yes on this, and then in process on these two. And then you said you do have a personal Facebook?
No, but I will make you one. I'll make
Beautiful.
One for the
yes.
for the person.
Perfect. So when you make the personal Facebook page, you don't have to have friends. You don't even have to have pictures on there. Just create your personal Facebook. You're going to copy the link and text it to us. You can respond to one of the text messages that I sent you, okay?
Okay.
And we'll build you the business Facebook page. Now, with the Facebook ads, we could target as far as 50 miles. How far do you want us to target?
30 miles.
30. Beautiful. Fine. And if you need to change it, just let us know. It doesn't cost you more. Okay?
Yes.
When we're building you the website, you do have pictures, right, of some of your work? A few?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have some pictures to send you guys.
Awesome. Yeah. Do you need us to make you a business logo, or do you already have one?
I have one, but if you guys include it, I'd like to see what you come up with.
Okay. I'm going to put you have a business logo, but would like us to create one to see what we come up with. And if you like it, you could go with the one we made. And if you don't, then you could stick with yours. It's not going to cost
okay.
you more. Okay?
Sounds good.
And you could tell them, like, whatever color scheme or whatever, you know.
Right.
When we communicate, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text is fine.
Phone and text. And what are your hours of operation?
Between 8 and...
Monday through Saturday, I got 8, and then it cut off.
And 6, between 8 and 6.
8 and 6, Monday through Saturday. And what forms of payments do you take?
Zelle, Cash App, check, cash.
Okay.
Liquidatable assets.
Right? I heard someone tell me one day, they're like, I'll even take Bitcoin.
I'll take your EBT card,
you know?
I grew up in the backwoods when I was back in Tennessee. I used to tell people I'd take chickens, eggs, ammunition, livestock.
Let me tell you, I'm thinking of buying a chicken because with the way these prices are with the eggs, they're killing me. I told my husband, you're limited. Really? Quail eggs? I don't know if I could do it. Are they good?
They're good. They're actually really good. They're a little smaller than a chicken egg, but the quails are less maintenance than the chickens are.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Hmm. That's good to know. I think I'm going to have to get a quail egg and just try it. Oh, my gosh. I just got to think it's not a quail egg. I don't know why that freaks me out.
They're just a little smaller, all of them. It's not the same as a chicken egg, taste-wise.
Right? Yeah, now you're going to tempt me to want to go buy quail eggs and just try it.
You know what? You're never too young to start.
Right? Exactly. And you might as well at least try it once.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So I got your notes done. So once you get that straightened out, then just give me a call back. And then we'll just go over your billing. We'll do your voice verification. I'll set up your client interview and then send your receipt and you're all done. Okay?
Awesome. Sounds
great. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Wolfgang. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.